Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. All right, we've got my girls up. They're going to get ready to sing here in just a moment. I tell you, you know, sometimes in our lives when we go through difficulties, when we go through trials, we get in a place where we feel like God's not answering our prayers. How many's been there? Amen. And sometimes things don't work out the way that we think that they should. But let us never forget that God's in control. And God is in control over situations. God's in control over those things that we feel like is going to overtake us. Amen. The girls are getting ready to sing, but may I say to you this morning, whatever situation that you're in, I want you to know this, that God's in control. And he sees the beginning, but he also sees the end. But don't you forget that God's in the middle with you. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. Yes, we go through hard times. Yes, as Christians, we go through times when we don't know how we're going to make it. Amen. I'm going to be honest. There's a lot of times that I don't know how I'm going to make it. But there's those that's walked before me that's made it. And I guarantee that the same God that they serve is the same God that I still serve today. Amen. And if they made it, I guarantee that I can make it. Amen. I guarantee you can make it. You just hang in there, friend, because God's still on the throne. Feels like he's gone sometimes. Feels like he's absent. Feels like he's silent. But can I tell you, I still hear his still small voice. He's still there, friend. He's not left you. I tell you, whoever's there, I don't know who it is for this morning. Whoever's listening, I want you to know this. Listen, God's still there in your life. God's still present. God still loves you. It'd be good for you just to trust him. You say, God, whatever, look here, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to do, God, I trust your decision. And whatever you see fit, God, it'll be right. You say, preacher, what if it means death? God knows what's best. We'd be better off. Look here. Noah got on an ark. I don't know where I'm going with it. Noah got on an ark, friend. He didn't have a steering wheel. He didn't have a rudder. He couldn't control the wind. He couldn't control the seas. But he is inside that vessel. He is trusting God. You can trust him with your life this morning. I promise you, you can trust him with your life. Girls are singing now. You praise the Lord with us. Amen. What a blessing. Amen. Thank God. What a presence of the Lord.
You spoke everything. In a manger, the shepherds came to see. Miracles and wonders, you walked upon the water. Who is this man named Jesus? All men came to see. Unstoppable, you've never lost a battle. Magnificent, the ruler of all days. Lord, your power strong enough to save. There are thousands of ways to save. Lord, you're amazing. From the crowds to alone in the garden, from Hosanna to mocking your name. Nailed to a cross and laid in a tomb, you conquered the grave and you're returning soon. Unstoppable, you've never lost a battle. Magnificent, the ruler of all days. Lord, your power is strong enough to save. There are thousands of ways to save. Lord, you're amazing. Amazing to me. Forever will be amazing to me. You are all I see. Unstoppable, you never lost a battle. Magnificent, the ruler of all days. Lord, your power is strong enough to save. There are thousands of ways to save. Lord, you're amazing. Lord, your power strong enough to save. There are thousands of ways to save. Lord, you're amazing.
Amen. Thank the Lord. That's my girls, and they're singing, Lord, you're amazing. This will be part number one of the message on justification.
And we're going to be around Romans chapter number 4 and 5 tonight as we're in the Word of God. But I want you to know what tonight the word justified means. And that word justified means that of one that's pronounced or treated as one that is righteous. What do we mean when we say righteous? Well, if you're righteous, the opposite of righteous is unrighteous. But if you're righteous, that means you're what? You're right. The Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one. I'll tell you the one thing that the devil fights you more over is justification. Satan will love to bring up your past. He loves to bring up that which is discouraging to you. He loves to bring you back to the place and the person that you once was. But I'll tell you tonight, I want you to know the gift of justification. So justification by faith is what separates Bible believers, that's what we call born-again Christians, from all other belief systems in the world. You say, what do you mean by that, preacher? Well, most every religion in the world is built upon this principle. It's not what God did for man, but what man can do for God. So what I'm saying is if you don't have to take, you don't have to go far, you can travel down the road and you'll find out that the faith system of most of these places are built on the fact of what man can do for God. The Jehovah's Witness primarily is an example of those that their works, their works is what merits how far that they go and all of those things. Now I'm not talking about tonight, listen, I'm not talking about after we get saved. I'm not talking about our reward. I'm talking about being saved by the grace of God. Can I tell you tonight, there's no way in the world that you and I could ever work our way to heaven. We cannot do that. No way in this world. No, I'm going to tell you something. We are way too wicked. We are way too unholy. We're way too bad of individuals to think that we can work our way to heaven. When someone's truly born again, however, there's something that drastically takes place in their life. When they kneel and bow before God and truly get born again and are birthed into the kingdom of God, this is what takes place. Their sins are blotted out. Their sins are blotted out. They are immediately justified. You say, preacher, what does that word justified mean? Some have identified it as meaning this, just as if I had never sinned. When I got saved by the grace of God, by the help of God, may I tell you, friend, I couldn't work my way to heaven. It was not based upon what I'd done. I didn't deserve to go to heaven. It was all based upon what the Son of God did for me to make salvation available to me. And when I got saved, God Almighty looked at me and said, no, no, you can't be looked at the way you are currently. Lord God, hey, he said, no, whenever you're identified from this moment on, you've got to be a son of God. And so now when I stand before God Almighty, and when God looks at me, he no longer sees the guilty sinner. What he sees is the Son of the Lamb of God. And what he sees is what Christ did for me, in me, and through me. Amen. Oh my. Shoo, I tell you right now. Praise God. If you ever get a hold of that thing, amen, it'll change your life. Justification is not something that we can work for. Justification is a complete work of God, and man cannot work for it. No, justification is not earned through our own works. Rather, we are covered by the righteousness of Jesus Christ and what Christ did for us. I was not saved by my righteousness. In fact, it was my unrighteousness that got me in trouble. It was the places where I've been. It was all of those things. Listen, we're not saved by you're not saved tonight by your righteousness. No, you'll never be able to be good enough. No, I'm saved by the righteousness of the Son of God. So as the son of Adam, all of us are sons of Adam and Eve, right? When our first parents sinned in the Garden of Eden, and they disobeyed God's command, and the result of their unrighteousness was that all of us were born into sin. If you remember, it was Adam and Eve who came out with the fig leaf covering. They were trying to cover themselves. They were trying, that was the very first attempt for wicked religion. They were trying to cover and to hide what they had done by making a fig leaf covering. But God rejected their fig leaves. God said, that's not acceptable. God said, look here, I'm not going to do that. That's what we call self-righteousness. You're trying to make yourself holy. That's not going to work. We can clean it up. We can make it look good. But on the inside, man can still be corrupt to the core. And we understand what took place. An animal, an innocent animal, had to die for Adam and Eve there in the garden. I will say to you tonight, our second Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, He took our guilt, and He took our shame, and He took our unrighteousness. I've tried my best to put this in my mind. I'm telling you what, I'm having trouble putting it into words, but I tell you, thank the Lord, I'm about to overflow up here, amen. He took all of those things, our shame, our guilt, our unrighteousness, and He nailed them to His cross. And upon salvation through Jesus Christ, He forgave our sins. And thank God, He assigned us His righteousness in the place of our guilt. We have the righteousness of God in us. I want you to see tonight, number one, the Christian being declared righteous and freed from the guilt of sin. Let me give you this verse right here. Titus chapter number 3, verse number 5. Not by works of righteousness can we work our way to heaven, though. Not by works of righteousness which we have done. But according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. I tell you, I'm free tonight. You know, I know I make mistakes. I made one this morning. I should have never climbed on that pew. Amen. But may I tell you, listen, we all make mistakes. But I'm telling you, thank God, I'm not. Listen, my mistakes don't keep me out of heaven, amen. My mistakes and my failures don't keep me from glory. No, in the eyes of God, my past sins are gone, my present sins are gone, and my future sins are gone. And then when I look at myself in glory, I'm a child of the King tonight.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.